Welcome to Game of Thrones Wieners and Such on morelikeradio.com. Today is June 27th, and it is the last show of the season. Yeah, no, it is. It is. It is.
No.
But what a fucking season.
Yes.
Joined by Marie Lopez.
Hi, that's me. A girl has no name.
Mitch Heil.
Grand Maester Mitch Heil.
Sherry's there, but I'm not supposed to talk to her.
My name's Sherry. I don't want to talk.
Johnny Cake Santeri.
King of the North.
And from Papa's Basement, joining us, John Papa Giorgio.
I guess I'm Hound Basement right now, since we all have yes. Game of Thrones names.
Perfect. I'm already Sir Royce, because there's already a Sir Royce, so mine's super easy. But my character...
And he hasn't died yet.
My character fucking blows. Like, everyone's...
You got shown up by, like, a 10-year-old.
I know, seriously. You fucking suck.
Hey, but he's still with the Knights of the Vale.
Yeah, still. Yeah, but, like, he's like the big Littlefinger's bitch.
And yeah. I got nothing. Sorry.
Good job. What was the name of the episode?
Winds of the Winter.
Winds of the Winter, season 10. This season... Okay, before we even get into the fucking... This is the best season, right?
Oh, absolutely.
I'd say by far.
There's not even a comparison.
Would you say, now here's a question. Would you say this episode was better or the Battle of the Bastards was better?
That battle was pretty good, but this episode was good because I felt it tied up all the loose ends from the season to make way for the next season.
I would say the last episode was more nail biting and this one was more gratifying. So, I mean... I'm very satisfied after watching the season finale, but maybe the one before that might have been a little bit better, more epic, I guess.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to say Battle of the Bastards was better to watch because it was a lot of action and it was basically three storylines covering an hour, which in a TV show is very strange, you know? Mm-hmm. Whereas this last one was kind of like you said, tying up loose ends and just saying, this is where this character is. This is where that character is. We are now ending this character's storyline here, you know.
The Battle of the Bastards was a hand job, and this episode was the coming. That's what it was, you know? Like, it felt so relieving after this episode.
Right,
it felt
yes.
so good seeing so many people get their comeuppance.
I think the entire season, though, was kind of like it was the entire act in one. You know, it wasn't a sitcom where it's, here's a storyline wraps up, here's a new storyline wraps up, you know.
Now, was this the last season that involved any books? Because theoretically, R.R.R.R.R.R. Martin hasn't.
That's too many R's. Way too many R's. That's like if he was a pirate, I guess.
Two is too many to begin with.
Here's a question. Papa John, have you read the books?
I read the first, and... I'll be honest, I liked the adaptations for HBO a lot more, so I got like a little into the second, and I was like, you know what, fuck this. I don't care what's spoiled for me. Let's just watch them.
Yeah, reading's hard, and that's the thing. Like, I've tried a couple times to even download the audiobooks, like, you know, maybe when I'm driving or something, and then I'm like, this is so long.
They're not that great, man. I'll level with you. I'm sorry. They're better on HBO than they are as a book.
Yeah, like most things in the world. Like, I get it. Books are all right, but, you know, this is like, how would they have done the Battle of the Bastards in a book and made it as cool as that battle?
They would have been like no talking and just a lot of just like telling you what's happening.
Yeah, I would have said like Jon Snow cannot breathe right now and then two pages of blankness.
It
would not have conveyed.
Now something I wanted to ask because and this is a question. Just back to the Battle of the Bastards for a little bit. There's a couple things and I'm sure everyone's already seen all the complaints, but obviously, the whole why didn't Rick on Zigzag, that was, we get it.
We talked about that.
He should have. He should have zigzagged, we know.
I said, even more than zigzagging, he should have just run backwards so he could look at where the arrows were falling and just step to the side.
It's a good point.
There was no time limit. It wasn't a fucking race that he had to, like, you know, make it to the other side in 2 minutes flat or else he's dead. Like, he could have taken as long as he needed and just be like, there's the arrow. Let me step this way. All right, there's another. Let me step this way.
That's some quarterback level mobility, though, running backwards that fast.
And after Rickon died, how about Jon Snow go, hey, you know, Red Woman, why don't you try to bring him back? Let me give it a shot. Like, even if you fail, at least give it a shot, you know? It just seemed like, I don't know. And the other thing.
Yeah, there was no body. Like, we just, like, okay, he's dead. He's on the battlefield, and now we're assuming he's getting trampled.
The entire battle happened on top of him. And also when after Rickon got hit, there was all those arrows flying through the air coming at John. John ran forward. They all missed him. I'm pretty sure Rickon got a couple to the face. So I don't know if there's any coming back from that.
Or how about 1-1 could have at least had, like, I don't know, a tree?
A fucking... Listen, okay, I want to be straight with everyone. I love Jon Snow as everything, but can we agree he's not a good military leader?
No. Nah, he runs around with a rubber sword. Anybody see that?
Okay, but that was... Yeah, the props. But he's not a good military... Like, again, like, that's a good point. 1-1 did not need to die. He didn't need to die. Like, first off, you give the guy a weapon... Secondly, the last time we saw the Giants at the Wall, they had these baller arrows, you know, that were just fucking devastating things.
Yeah, they're like we compared them to 50 cal rounds yeah. for like a bullet.
And secondly, John didn't learn from the Wall when they broke the Giants broke the gate down. Why didn't he just tie chains to the door and rip it off? Like, is he just, I don't know.
You're right. I didn't learn from that mistake.
There was just, not you, John.
Oh, okay.
Snow, John. But... Anyway, I mean, the battle was great. It was fucking satisfying to see what's-his-face get his fucking face beat to death.
Ramsay Bolton?
Yeah. Fucking amazing.
The worst Bolton of them all?
Mm-hmm. No, Michael's still the worst. Second worst, though. It's up there.
Hey, he's got gold records. I don't see fucking Ramsay Bolton with any records.
Oh, that you know of. Fucking, he was the fucking flayed man. That's a lot harder to do than fucking sing when a man loves a woman. Let's be honest. But next... Okay, anyway. This episode. Wow. First off, the music. The very first thing you hear at the beginning of the episode is that music that they were playing, and it was not a Game of Thrones theme music. It was just something completely different.
It was just like classical. Classical, dramatic. There's a cello through most of it.
Probably a lute somewhere.
Maybe some sort of pan flute as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, I'm trying to... Let me see here. Let me pull it up. I think I have it.
But yeah, there was not a lot of dialogue. It was a lot of people getting ready, things slowly unfolding, and a lot of music. And yet somehow a lot of shit also happened, and a shit ton of people died. Yeah, that.
That?
Yeah, at the end of that first act.
That's all it is.
The writers and the director of Game of Thrones, they're so good. Like, and the editors, too. Like, everything about the show... Because usually shows, when they reach the sixth season... You know, we're joking before the show, like Dexter. But they go... This show has gotten better.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine anything George R. R. Martin's going to write is going to be better than what these guys have done.
He's probably just going to pull from Reddit. And finish the books that way.
Oh my god, I hope he doesn't do that, but that seems plausible.
Well, because Reddit has a lot of interesting fan theories, and George R. is probably going to be like, that's a good idea. I'll just do that.
So then Jon Snow is super awesome, and he got laser powers in one.
No, Jon Snow's a fucking asshole, and this is why. All you had to do was just say.
And then you see Jon Snow's floppy wiener for a second.
TLDR saw Jon Snow's cock.
That's just the whole last. That's book 7. TLDR just saw Jon Snow's cock. The end. But yeah, I mean, the other things that happened in this episode besides, and I called it, by the way.
Royce totally called it.
I called it last show. I said, fucking Cersei's going to fucking be the reason that kid dies.
Well, you were actually claiming technically that Cersei was going to kill Tommen. And in a roundabout way, she totally did.
But she's the reason all of her kids are dead, though.
Yes.
In a roundabout way.
Yes.
So, by the way, before we even get into that, can we say that how baller Cersei's outfit was?
Very, very.
She like it was almost like she at the end when everyone, you know, when it happened, I was like, oh, she's wearing black because it's supposed.
No,
to be
she looked like Michael Jackson, like circa 1996 tour, you know,
Janet Jackson.
Is there a difference?
Yeah.
Janet Jackson wore a baseball cap.
OK, there you go. That's what it is. Cersei was wearing a baseball cap. So I stand by what I said. But yeah.
And you're right about the dragon's breath.
And on top of that, yeah, fucking burn that entire thing to the goddamn ground with everybody. Like, you know how many fucking characters they took out in one fall swoop?
half of King's Landing.
And then you have the fucking mountain that's going to be raping this nun to death.
I feel that she was getting her limbs ripped off while she was still alive.
No, I don't think she's getting...
No, I think it's death by dick.
It's dead, absolutely mountain dick, too.
Well, his mountain death dick?
Dick suffocation.
He's fucking... And we finally saw, sort of, him without his helmet on.
Yeah.
Sort of.
It was in the fucking dark, but still. And by the way... Fucking at least what's this? Marjorie's brother didn't have to live. Marie said, but Marjorie's brother didn't have to live with that thing on his head.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, if there's any consolation, he didn't have to walk around with the Seven Scepters logo on his forehead.
Yeah, but fuck.
I mean, I'm just glad the High Sparrow was dead. It just sucks that like they all had to die at the same time.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping that Marjorie had some sort of awesome plan up her sleeve, and
I just didn't want Marjorie to die because she's fucking hot.
Yeah, I mean, she wasn't dumb. She was the one that's like, can we get the fuck out of here?
Yeah, because I actually thought, Marjorie had a little thingy with Cersei a couple episodes back, so she knew what was going to happen. It's just that the Sparrows wouldn't let her leave.
Well, she didn't know, she...
She knew something was going down.
Right.
Yeah, because I don't think the Game of Thrones lore know blow up. They just know of something happening. Like, so, she can't say there's a bomb underneath the church.
So, and that's the thing. When that happened and we found that at the end that Cersei becomes the queen, I guess that's how it would work, right? She would be the next in line, correct?
I don't see why not.
In theory.
She's all that's left.
No, I know she's all that left, but she was never actually, like, the queen. She was a queen, but she wasn't the ruler. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like, is that sort of like the presidency thing? Like, if the president dies, vice president dies, secretary of defense dies, treasurer?
In this case scenario, this would be like if the president dies and Michelle becomes president. You know what I mean?
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's kind of like what it is. It doesn't...
Yeah,
you know.
But a monarchy is totally different. You got to go with bloodline, and there wasn't any other Lannister bloodline left. I mean,
but
I guess
there
Jaime.
Is, though. Isn't Gendry is a Baratheon, though, right? Isn't he still alive?
Yeah, but I don't think that they know about that.
Yeah. Isn't he on a rowboat somewhere?
He's still rowing somewhere, but like he's still out in the world. They haven't killed him, so yeah. He's not dead yet.
Do you think Gendry's going to make an appearance in the next season?
I kind of think he might. I don't know where he came from or why, but...
Yeah, I think that they're quickly trying to wrap things up, and they can't just throw a new storyline... Unless he just shows back up to die like Rickon does.
And then you have my fucking favorite part of that was Tommen jumping out of the window.
Tommen.
That's right, he did
bitch.
Jump out the window.
Tommen jumped right the fuck out the window.
Oh my God. And then those poor people outside that were like blocks away, one guy just got leveled with a fucking Liberty Bell.
Yeah, that was awesome. But my favorite part, rewatch the Tommen scene. It's when you're looking at it, hearing his little king feet pitter patter back.
Oh yeah,
he's so funny. And then he just jumps out the window.
I like how he courteously puts his crown away. Let's do this for the next guy.
Yeah. I don't want to mess this up. Put this there. And in the end, she fucking Cersei doesn't even use that crown. She's a different
but
crown.
I mean, did she really need to do that, or was that she doing that because she knew that his main squeeze died?
I think he jumped out the window because Marjorie was dead.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. His main squeeze.
Yeah, if you're 13 and that's the first pussy you've had,
yeah,
and then it goes away, you fucking go ape, man.
Yeah, and then
he's a fucking prince or king or whatever you want to call him.
Fucking 13 years old. You've already peaked, by the way. You're not going to get anyone hotter than her.
And you're mashing Natalie Dorner, whatever her name is.
You jump out a fucking window. I get it, you know. But
no, not really. You're the king.
Would you have jumped out of that window, Royce?
No, not me. But I'm not a pussy like
Tommen. Or would it be a moon door?
First off, I wouldn't even been in Tommen's situation because I hate religion, so that wouldn't have worked with me. I'd be like, hey, no, fuck you. High Sparrow, go fuck your face, you know. I would have sent fucking what's-his-face in there, the mountain in there a long time ago to kill those fuckers. But yeah,
well, we all thought that was going to happen when they stormed the stairs.
Yeah. And also in that picture, you could really notice how long Cersei's neck is when she's wearing that outfit.
Yeah, she does have a long neck. And also her haircut is terrible.
Oh, it
I was
going
to say, I hope that shit grows out by season 7.
It's pretty bad. Like she has like Ringo Starr Beatle haircut. It's not good.
Ugh.
She's like soccer mom queen.
It's okay. She was about to. Her backup plan, if this didn't work, was to ask for the manager.
No,
scream at the ref.
Yeah, exactly.
The way her hair looks, it's as if she was trying to pretend to be Tommen and hope that no one noticed.
You're right.
Except for her tits.
Great tits on Tommen.
Tommen's tits are really coming in. Oh, fuck. At Tommen's tits is a great screen name. I should get that. So
articles are calling her the Mad Queen now. Because she used the dragon fire that...
And she's really against drunk driving.
Jaime Lannister was trying to stop the Mad King from using way back when.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point.
So she, in essence, did the thing that Jaime killed a king to stop from happening.
I think Jaime splits. I think Jaime goes, fuck it. Well, I was going to say deuces, but he has a golden hand. He goes, golden hand, and fucking leaves.
Who knows?
Yeah, who knows? And I'm fucking out of here.
But now, do you think they're not going to be able to, like, was that the entire supply of dragon's breath? They're not going to be able to find the ingredients to make any more?
Wildfire, you mean?
Whatever, wildfire. I like dragon's breath.
Dragon's breath sounds like a drink you get in Key West.
Yeah. It's high C ecto cooler.
There you go.
Fucking, that's the best, by the way.
Yeah, wildfire, that's what it was.
But
I think that was all of it, because they kept saying that there was an inordinate amount of it in the red key underneath the red key.
Yes.
And that's where it was.
That's the other thing. Maybe they should spread it out. Like, they were all storing it in the same place.
Well, like, have it in like stockpiles other places.
Maybe dump it out.
What I was wondering is when they were stopping it and talking about it all those months and months ago, I thought that once it got ignited, it didn't stop. And it
That's
was just it just kind of was like dynamite.
It was a bomb. Yeah.
Like, it made a big explosion. It didn't even take over the whole city. It just took over where everyone was at the time. And Cersei was apparently far enough away that it was safe.
No, I get what you're saying. It was like very napalmy when we saw it in the Navy fight. And now all of a sudden it goes up like jet fuel.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You, that's a good point. I guess you're
like
right.
Thermite paint.
Exactly.
Like, when they were showing her getting ready and Tommen getting ready, like, I thought that they were close enough that the wildfire would have gotten to them if they didn't get out of the way. But apparently
far enough.
Yeah, like, where's the Red Keep in conjunction to where the trial was being held?
You saw out the window. I mean, that far.
It looks like it was like
it's
a
definitely
half
not
hour
Midtown, because Midtown got leveled.
It was weird.
Yeah, that was fucking that. They wrecked it.
But whole distance of one place in Westeros to another place in Westeros really has some wibbly wobbly lines.
A lot of people have been saying that about the travel this season. Has been people have been like going really really far in really short periods of time. Someone pointed out that what's his face?
Well, the bald guy would know.
God, fucking Varys.
Varys.
Oh, the eunuch was teleporting straight up last night.
Right. So is he there on behalf of Dragon Mother, or was he there on his own accord?
No, he's there on behalf of Dragon Mother. I think they were striking a deal with Dorne.
Because when I saw him show up, I was like, oh man, he's fucking turning coat.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I think he's you know, joining up, getting a bigger army, as it were.
A little me thought it was like a twin or one of the no face people.
No, it makes sense that Dorne would team up with them and try to take out Cersei and stuff, because she fucking hates the Lannisters, you know. What's her face? The leader of Dorne,
the Sand People.
Yeah, Sand People.
Hilarious Sand.
They walk in lines, so you can't track their numbers. But
I love how the grandmother is still alive.
And she's not fazed by anything. She's like, yeah, they killed my family. I don't give a fuck.
Why should I trust you?
Yeah, she's fucking awesome.
You have anything to say? No, good.
Good, shut the fuck up.
The grown-ups are talking.
She just tells them all to shut the fuck up.
What about you, small tits?
Yeah. Fucking,
I don't think small tits.
More like a boy.
I like when she pulled him out.
You look like a boy, you fucking bitch.
Do you think she's going to have her comeuppance next season?
Who?
the grandmother.
No, I think grandma. I think out of if you were to tell me what character makes it through this entire series, I think she does.
She's like the cockroach.
What if she becomes like the Iron Throne person?
No, I think that
she's too old.
Yeah, too old.
Too old.
She doesn't care about ruling at this point. She just wants the Lannisters dead.
Yeah. Oh yeah, all of her heirs are dead. So. Her family's fucked.
And speaking of dead, fucking Arya, out of God nowhere, damn. Comes out of fucking nowhere,
Arya. Out of the bleachers, man. Fuck, is that Doink the Clown?
With the sneak attack.
Oh my God, look at the carnage. Pull the fucking Eric Cartman.
That lord has a family.
Oh good Lord, is that a thumbnail?
By the way,
cut the commercial.
Excellent baking by ensuring that the toenail was face up in the pie.
You know what? I'm not as impressed with her even cutting the people up. She, let me tell you something. She's going to be a great wife, because not only is she kick ass, she's a good cook. Mm-hmm. Like that came out perfect, right? That pie looked good.
It did look like a good pie.
But again, she's so little. How long did it take her to chop them up?
I don't know.
And also, did she steal faces from fucking Chris Cornell at the many face god Chris Cornell?
Yeah, how did she master the whole face thing? I thought that
Do
she couldn't get it.
Do you think that Chris Cornell taught her how to cut the faces off, or you think she always just watched him do it? And said,
I'm wondering if she just grabbed some from the place.
Well, either she grabbed some, Chris Cornell taught her how to do it, or she just killed some servant bitch and took her face.
Yeah, she just silenced the lambs that maid.
Hello, Clarice.
Just cut it off, yeah. So, yeah, she killed him, and Jamie was already wanted nothing to do with that shithead. Marie wanted him to yell Potter before he died.
Potter! Potter!
And then the other thing that was a really short scene, but it was like when Bran, what's his face, just left Bran there.
Oh, Bran Muffins?
Yeah, and I'm like, you're not going to even leave him a horse? The guy can't walk.
You mean Uncle?
Uncle Benjamin.
Yeah, Uncle Benjamin's like, oh, I got to get out of here because there's this magic spell. Which, fine, I get all of that.
Magic ice.
I get all of that. I could suspend it, but you wouldn't give him a horse? Like,
he
okay.
He declined to get a horse. He's like, I don't need a horse.
But Bran does finally learn the whole R plus J equal.
Oh, that
R,
was
like,
awesome.
What is it?
R plus L equals J.
Thank you.
Yes.
That whole theory finally got sorted out.
What
so,
does that mean?
There was a theory that's been going around for seasons of who is Jon Snow's mother and father. And there was this R plus L thing that's been going around because there's been hints leading up to it. And everyone was saying that R was Rhaegon Targaryen and L was Lyanna Stark. And they fucked either by rape or by choice to create Jon Snow, to which Lyanna was then killed and didn't want her son to be killed with her. And then Ned Stark took Jon Snow and said it was his own so that nobody would kill Jon Snow because he was a Targaryen.
Guest in the chat room says, it's like George R. R. Martin was hinting at Jon's half Targaryen, half Stark heritage when they gave him a wolf with white hair.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
There's been a ton of
hints.
Didn't
they call him the White Wolf of the North or something? They gave him like his battle name?
No.
This episode,
yeah,
probably
they call it White Wolf.
Yeah,
thank you, John.
I think it's Caucasian. Caucasian Wolf is the preferred nomenclature, but okay.
But yeah, they finally show Bran vorging up into the thing, seeing Lyanna with her bleeding out vagina, and they hand young Ned Stark a baby, and then they flash straight to Jon Snow. So that's pretty much the confirmation that Lyanna is Jon Snow's mother. So Jon Snow is, in fact, a Stark. And they're assuming that Rhaegar Targaryen was daddy. And so Jon Snow is both Targaryen and Stark. So he's like super king.
Damn.
Yeah, I mean, he would be.
He's like Jay-Z's kid.
Yeah, absolutely.
He is like Jay-Z's kid.
And Bolton was basically like Kanye's kid. That makes sense.
So we need to kill the Boltons or Kanye.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't recommend you kill anybody, but...
Well, in like a rap battle.
Oh, yeah, of course. If it's a dope beat, obviously go for it, you know? I'm not going to fucking stop your freestyling, John. But that happened. I'm trying to think of.
Well, also, I mean, speaking of Targaryens, Daenerys is going fucking badass on everything and names Tyrion Hand of the King.
That was fucking cool.
Except now it's Hand of the Queen, and so he's been both hands.
Thankfully, he was on that step when that happened, or it would have been really awkward. Everyone noticed that, right? I'm not the only one.
Yeah.
That was like, okay.
I was thinking it.
They gave him a little step and stool. That was nice of them.
I was like, all right, well, that makes it a lot easier. Good thing he's on that step, because it would have been awkward any other way.
But yeah, Daenerys was all lamenting. She's like, I just told the guy that I love who loves me back that I don't want to see him anymore, and I don't even give a shit. I just want to tear Westeros a new asshole.
I was reading an article that says that Daenerys is going to be riding one of the dragons, but they're thinking that Jon Snow is going to be on the other dragon and Tyrion's going to be on the third dragon.
Well, the smallest of the dragons.
Aw. No, the biggest of the dragons, because, you know, like big stick policy.
He doesn't need to compensate. He's got a big dick.
All the dragons are the same size, right?
I think one of them is slightly bigger.
Yeah. The two that were caged up are like the little turds. And then there's one that was like, I'm too big for this shit and just flew around the whole time.
Yeah, he's all free range.
Yeah, that was the one that was fucking eating the goddamn goats and shit, right?
Yeah. And people.
Yeah. He was hungry.
And then we have my favorite character of all time, the lady of the Mormont, House Mormont.
Oh, yeah.
Here, I think I have
Little Lady.
Little Dora the Explorer.
The Bolsons are defeated. The war is over. Winter has come.
Let me skip a little more here. And I just want to get to her.
Everybody wants to get to her.
Here we go.
Your son was butchered at the Red Wedding, Lord Manderly. But you refused the call. You swore allegiance to House Stark, Lord Glover. But in their hour of greatest need, you refused the call.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
And you, Lord Kerwin. Your father was skinned alive by Ramsay Bolton. Still, you refused the call. But House Mormont remembers.
Pepperidge Farm remembers.
Remembers. We know no king, but the king in the north whose name is Stark.
With our 62 men.
I don't care if he's a bastard. Ned Stark's blood runs through his veins.
Why'd you have to call me out of being a bastard?
Yeah, seriously, like, you didn't have to say that. There's nicer ways, Lady Mormont.
It's like, hey, fuck you. Leave that part out.
My king.
I don't care if he smells like farts. He's still my king. He's still king to me, damn it.
This day until his last day.
Actually, I haven't.
And wait out the coming storms.
The war is not over.
Oh, I have an edited audio of the speech here. Hold on.
Boo, Wendy.
Actually, I thought you were going to play. The war is canceled. We can all go home.
Oh, God. This is on you. What's about to happen, Marie? You can thank Marie for this.
You're welcome.
That is a very good point. That there's only one better speech in the history of speeches.
War is over.
Troopers.
Oh, here it is. Of course, it's one of my recent things.
This is Lady Mormont's should-have-had speech.
I just received new orders. Our superiors say the war is canceled. We can all go home. Bison is getting paid off for his crimes. And our friends who have died here will have died for nothing. But we can all go home.
What the fuck is that from?
That is from Academy Award nominated in my heart, the Street Fighter live action movie. And that is Guile's speech.
Oh, so Van Damage.
Yeah, Van Damme, the most American guile ever.
It sounded like the guy from The Room, actually.
Tommy Wiseau?
Yes.
Oh, hi, Mark.
We actually interviewed Tommy Wiseau. He was a really terrible human being.
I don't doubt that one bit.
He's a fucking weirdo, too. Anyway, what were we saying? Oh.
What we were saying was Sansa and Jon Snow really got to work out the who claims the Stark throne thing.
Not even that. They were fighting about that. Jon's like, no, you could take the bedroom. No, no, you could take the bedroom.
Well, I don't want my parents' bedroom. No, that's weird.
I don't want it. They had sex in there. I don't want that room.
Well, like, I'm not even a Stark. Actually, you're kind of a Stark.
You're kind of a Stark to me, bro.
Well, I noticed something when they did that whole thing, and then Sansa looked over and was looking at Littlefoot, and Littlefoot was just like
little
fucking
finger.
Giving her the fucking stink foot. Eye or whatever, and she opened up her mouth slightly agape. I'm like, is he going to fuck all this shit up? Like, if I can name one person who needs to really be put down next, it's going to have to be Littlefinger.
You called him Littlefoot earlier, which now makes me laugh.
It's the hand and whatever.
Now I'm wondering if he has, I would just imagine him who just has one little foot. Like, that's why he doesn't do anything. He's always walking around one little foot.
Like Chris Elliott's hand in Scary Movie 2.
Yes, exactly.
Sorry, no, well, I was thinking of, you know, The Land Before Time, Littlefoot, Ducky.
Oh, okay. He needs to go just for that dye job. It's like, what, pure gray on the sides and then just soy sauce black on top. Now.
Yeah, he's going for the
Reed Richards.
No, I was thinking Liam Neeson.
Oh, okay. The Taken.
He's all like, I only want two things in life.
I want to fuck Sansa Stark's face. I want to be king. And I'm like, Jesus, dude.
I want to be king.
And Sansa's like, you get nothing and like it.
No, but he really like shouldn't have said that to her because now it's awkward because now everyone wants Stark to be king.
Well, it's so awkward in the room right now.
I know.
Yeah, but luckily he only said it to her. He hasn't been preaching it to everyone.
In what scenario would Littlefinger ever be on the Iron Throne? Like, what would have to happen?
He would
team
up with Cersei.
Team up with Cersei, and everyone have to be completely oblivious to everything around them.
Yeah, he's got nothing.
He's got that bastard kid that likes to throw people out of moon doors.
He was also the mayor of Baltimore, so he has ruler experience.
Fucking A, voted Carcetti over here, man.
Thank you, me too. And that's the thing. Like, so he has been a ruler before. As a matter of fact,
when he had that power once, he came close to taking down Bane and he got thrown out of an airplane.
Fair enough. But as a matter of fact, someone argued that Baltimore is more dangerous than Westeros. So there you go.
So what do you guys think of Jon Snow not killing the Red Woman and just was like, just get out of here.
You go all you get.
I don't think it's the last we've seen of her.
No, of course not.
Yeah.
And it can't be because she has such great boobs.
Just the best boobs.
Thank you. Well, I slept on those for seasons. And then, weirdly enough, the episode where you see her go to old tit form, that was when I was like, how did I miss out on the quality of those things?
They're great. Perfect nipple size and everything.
Amazing. And she's 42.
I know.
Well, Royce, remember they showed other disciples of this Red Witch thing. They all have
great
tits, man.
They do.
Killer tits.
Right?
I'm going to call them the red tits from now on.
You're not against that religion, are you?
No, I am not. Man. I love the red tits. The red tits can do whatever they want.
Great tits policy.
You want to burn a child alive at the stake? Go ahead.
If you have tits like that,
tits rocking.
It shows you what you can do if you have nice tits. People have burned their own children.
Mm-hmm. They pick a pope based on bra size. I like it.
The guest says Littlefinger needs to burn the kingdom down and be the king of the ashes. Do you think that's what he's trying to do? He's just trying to cause Littlefinger's just trying to cause havoc and destroy everything?
Perhaps.
I don't,
is he still like getting like back pay for his little brothel, or did that go away when he left?
Oh yeah, by the way, something else I noticed, and if you guys haven't done it yet, watch the riff tracks of the first episode of season one. The riff tracks guys did it, and it's
season one, episode one.
It's really good. But as rewatching it, I realized, man, Tyrion used to be blonde,
super blonde,
and now he's like, you know, more. Dirty one, I guess. Like he was like Jamie.
Oh, he's straight up like brunette now.
Yeah, he had, like the M&M hair.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Going back to the Red Woman and Jon Snow, though, Sir Davos came up to the Red Woman and was holding up the little girl's burned stag toy.
Yeah.
Was he not there when she got burned?
No, he wasn't.
I forgot that too.
He was not there.
I honestly thought he was there. I was like, why is he asking her what happened? Doesn't he know?
I remember that they specifically sent him to the wall so he wouldn't be here when that happened.
Oh.
Yeah, because he probably would have fucked shit up.
Yeah, he would have not let that happen.
It's like when your parents send you out for a sleepover and you come back and your sick dog's now at a farm.
Oh, exactly. That would have.
By the way, it's the same thing that happened to Jamie too. Jamie came back and everything's burned to the ground.
Sorry, Jamie.
Oh.
My bad.
Still want to fuck your sister, bro?
That's all you got left.
Well, apparently, Cersei still does. She said that she likes him inside her.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, as she was torturing that nun.
That nun had it coming, man. She was
totally
wineboarding
her.
Shit.
Wineboarding.
Instead of waterboarding, she was like, here's some wine, bitch. It's awesome. I wish I had
It's
that.
Not even imported. It's the PBR of wine. Take this. Blah, 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 blah.
Got it at Costco.
He tells him to. I'm really sad, guys, because I haven't had an update from the Iron Bank in a while. Wonder what's happening there. No
Fuck,
Iron Bank
dude.
Updates.
Interest rates are holding at a steady 1.3%.
Mm-hmm.
They're having That's a mortgage good, crisis right now.
Yeah. You would.
And then if Jon Snow died, he came back. Does he still have the credit score from the dead Jon Snow, or does he start back at?
He needs a new Social Security card.
I think he starts at zero, and he has to get a new name. He's not Jon Snow anymore. He should be Jon Stark Targaryen. Jon Stark Targaryen.
A man has no name.
No.
Stargaryen.
Jon Stargaryen.
Now, as Arya Stark makes her way back home, do you think she's going to meet up with the Hound? Because the Hound is alive and Arya is alive.
Isn't the Hound hanging out with the Brotherhood now? Is that what he's doing?
I think he's like doing his own thing.
But he's but
they asked him and he said, no, you don't even have chicken.
Yeah.
And then they were arguing over who gets to kill who.
The Hound is going to go. The Hound has to make it to King's Landing at some point because him and the Mountain are going to fight.
Oh, my God. That'll be so epic if he fights him.
It has to. It has to happen.
Why?
Who would win
related.
In that fight?
They're brothers, aren't they?
Yeah, they're brothers.
The Hound and the Mountain are brothers. Yep. And the reason the Hound's face got burned was because of the Mountain. And that's why the Hound is afraid of fire.
Do you think that the new Mountain, Zombie Mountain, is going to remember him? Or is his memory wiped and it's just like if somebody tells him to attack the Hound, he's just going to do it?
First off, Zombie Mountain would be a great movie and I would watch it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, I don't know because didn't they show, like, how do you kill him?
Mm-hmm.
You don't. He's legit zombie.
You kill him with kindness.
So then you have to kill him like you would a zombie then.
Yeah,
aim for the head.
But he's always wearing that big helmet.
And he's
though.
So tall.
Was I the only one disappointed by that reveal, by the way? Like, the helmet finally comes off, but the face kind of stays in the shadows and looks mostly human. That was
exactly.
A shit payoff.
I thought it would have been cool if it was like somebody else's head. Like, you
know? it kind of looked like
just
rotting flesh.
Small.
Yeah.
But I mean, we'd pieced together long ago that he's dead as shit under there.
Oh, yeah. I know. But I mean, I guess the way you kill him is like you said. Now, apparently he has his boner works of he's going to be raping the nun, though, right?
So it's going to be like a CVS zombie dildo?
Maybe just a lot of like zombie finger banging.
That's what's going to happen. Yeah, you're right.
With the gauntlet on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, of course, gauntlet on. He's not a pussy. The guest in the chat says he's actually John Sand since he was born in the South. Dorne, to be exact. Okay, fine. John Sand Stark Targaryen. There
Wait,
you, go.
You guys are. It's coming close to being my last name now. So, I in the Iron Bank?
Hey, can we explore one of the theories going around?
Sure.
You mentioned it earlier about how there are three dragons. Daenerys is riding Drogon. Who's riding the other two? Is it Jon Snow and Tyrion Lannister? And they're saying that Jon Snow should be able to ride a dragon because he's half Targaryen. But what about Tyrion Lannister?
Hold on. Tyrion, there's rumors that Tyrion might be something have to do with Targaryen because the dragons, remember when he walked in there when Daenerys was gone? He walked in and the dragons were cool with him?
I remember that, but how?
And he had this
would that work out? How is he?
And hold on. And he had this whole speech of when he was young, he used to want a dragon and blah, 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 blah. There's a theory. I have to pull it up.
There is a theory. The Game of Thrones Tyrion three-headed dragon theory from Elite Daily. Is that what you're referring
to?
Yeah,
that's the one. Go ahead.
But I don't really understand the background of how Tyrion could have been Targaryen. Let me see if I can scroll
there's
down.
The
above reference theory holds both Tyrion and Jon are actually Targaryens, which is why they'll be able to ride the dragons. We're pretty much certain Jon Snow is the son of Lyanna Stark and Rhaegar Targaryen, and there are whispers Tyrion is the son of Joanna Lannister and Aerys the second Targaryen. How?
Sex.
Yeah, he put his penis in her vagina.
Brush week.
Who's Aerys Targaryen again?
He was the Mad King.
That was, okay, the Mad King, and who's Joanna Lannister?
She owns a Joanne Fabrics in Westeros.
Ah, that's where they get all that fucking, that awesome threads.
That's how do you think she got the disc? Cersei's got that discount to make her fucking outfit.
We've heard Joanna would be Tywin's sister, I believe.
Oh, okay. We've heard Tywin Lannister say on multiple occasions, Tyrion is no son of his, which looks like it has a much deeper meaning than just Tywin being ashamed of Tyrion for being a dwarf and killing his mother during birth. After watching Sunday night's finale, we also know Tyrion is the Hand of the Queen, which proves he isn't leaving Dany's side anytime soon. Based on previous seasons, it appears Tyrion is pretty good with dragons. He didn't get burned up to a crisp when he touched them, so yeah, he's pretty much a dragon master. All right, so I guess there's also a theory that Tyrion is a Targaryen Lannister, and Jon Snow is a Targaryen Stark, and Daenerys is full Targaryen. And then they're going to ride three dragons, and then that's going to be the three-headed dragon, and I don't know.
It says
and,
in the
and
books,
then they kill Winter.
In the books, Tyrion is naturally obsessed with dragons. Varys is loyal to the House Targaryen in the books, but in the show, it seems he's most loyal to Tyrion. Instead of Varys is helping young, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I mean, it's possible.
But now, and in this whole Daenerys love triangle, do you think in the new season, do you think that Jorah the Explorer is going to come back? Do you think he's going to be full stone skinned, or is he going to actually find a cure and
here's the thing, John, and that's a good question. And the girl that they burned, what's her face? Stannis Baratheon's daughter.
Sure. Yeah.
She had it, but it didn't overtake her. Like, they found a way where she could still be alive. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
I mean, what I mean is it's possible. At least there's one other example where someone survived it, you know?
I'm Team Jorah. Like, Daenerys needs to really, like, you know, realize
now,
what she's got.
I think that Dany is going to hook up with Jon Snow.
More importantly than anything else, why didn't Stannis start up a grayscale pharmacy where he could just sell these drugs to people who got it, and he could be... make a fortune off of it. We talked about it earlier.
He was too busy looking at the red woman's tits.
Oh,
you forgot
to become big Stanna.
Yeah, that's what it was. He was banging her on the reg.
No, you're right. It's like Magic Johnson curing AIDS, and it's like, well, where is it for the rest of us? Like,
I'm fine. Well, I'm fine.
I got some hoops to shoot. Fuck off.
I got some talk shows to ruin.
It says that Tyrion is a product of a rape. It's in the cast. Says in the chat room, the rumor is the Mad King raped Lord Tywin's wife.
All right, cool.
Yeah, I don't know if we're supposed to cheer that or not.
I guess it's a good thing because I love Tyrion. He's a great character. So yay, rape.
He's a great commander.
Oh, I will. Don't worry. Dany leaves her fucking her little fuck boy, and takes all the boats. And I guess she's going to make alliances in Westeros. That's what she said.
Well, who's like when we were watching her leave her boy toy to go fight wars? They were worried that she was going to turn into the Mad Queen.
Yeah,
because she being a Targaryen, she has it in her lineage to. Burn everything to the ground.
Shit. Here's another question. If Cersei dies, who would be in line for the throne?
King Ralph.
John Goodman, King Ralph?
Yes.
All right. You know what? I'll take it. But we have to bring him back out of retirement. I'll have a King Ralph any sec, as long as he dyes his hair and has Cersei's exact haircut. I think.
Is there a Las Vegas in Westeros?
I guess Dorne.
That's where he is.
Wait, wait. Would it be Tyrion? He's a Lannister.
But the Lannisters are not entitled to the crown. The only reason she was is because she fucked a king.
Right.
Just because Lannisters.
Is it just the first one that gets to home base? Like, do they just start running towards the throne and whoever sits on it first gets to be king?
I don't know. I really don't know who would be next after Cersei's if she goes. Like,
I guess technically that bastard guy who, until you reminded me, I forgot who the fuck he even was, child-wise.
The blacksmith dude, yeah, and his robot. Yeah.
Gendry.
Yeah, that's right. He was a blacksmith.
I was just like, we've seen this guy a long time. What did he do again? And
yeah,
now I remember.
Or do they just go to the next biggest house, in which case would it be the North, in which case would it be Jon Snow?
Well, I think the next biggest house is House Party 2.
Oh.
So it would be Lord Kidd or Lord Play. I'm sorry.
Maester Play.
Maester Play, so you're right.
They can ride the two other dragons. Then.
That there you go. That would be how you do it.
Speaking of maesters, did you see the scene where Sam goes to the big library?
Yes. What a nerd. I just want to go, nerd.
He was so happy to see all those books, and then the guy's just no women.
He reminded me of Belle in Beauty and the Beast when she goes into...
That's what Sherry said. She said the exact same thing.
It was. I wanted him to climb up a ladder and then swing across the books and then sing a song.
I wanted that, but I want him to fall and break his fat neck.
Did anybody else notice that those chandeliers were always in the opening credits to Game of Thrones?
No.
No, I didn't. I'll look at the intro again, though.
Because I actually thought when I saw that and I saw the light and I saw, like you see, like, a little glimpse of, like, those chandeliers. And I was like, oh, this opening credit thing has always just been through the eyes of him.
Let me pretend to be smart. Yes, I did notice.
I didn't.
God damn it.
I didn't. But wait. What is Sam's importance? Because obviously they wouldn't show him in Gilly for no reason.
Gilly.
Oh, I'm not the first one to think of the Beauty and the Beast thing because I just put a GIF in the chat. Apparently someone else already spliced it together for me.
That's pretty funny.
Thanks. Thanks, Internet.
But how is Sam going to help being in this library?
He'll dig up some necessary lore in some fucking forgotten book.
Do you think he's going to find out that he really isn't a bastard in those books somewhere?
Ah, so you're saying that he's in the MacGuffin library, so when we need him,
yes, exactly,
it'll pop up.
It'll be on a microfiche.
Are you saying that the rape was documented and put in a book somewhere?
Everything
is documented.
I put the chandelier in the chat room, and now that if it were spinning around and zooming in and out, then yes, John, I get what you're saying. But I think that those are just mirrors reflecting for light.
That's a bad still. There's actually one part where it's panning around, and it's up in the upper right hand corner. You actually, because there's more than one of those chandeliers, and you see like that, like the game in what are they, dragons, lions, something in gold. Yeah. I promise you they're there.
I believe
you. Come
on,
guys.
guess 6-3 in chat room, change your name, says, why did that guy barely put his hand out? Yeah, like that was funny. That guy should win a fucking Emmy just for that scene with Sam when he was just being a dick. He puts his hand out to get the envelope, but he just barely puts it out, so Sam has to keep reaching to give it to him. That guy fucking rules.
I love how Gilly takes one step and he screams, no bitches!
No hoes in the library!
You can't read books! Only nerds.
A woman reading? Well, that's almost as preposterous as a dragon.
Go take your woman legs to the spreadatorium.
Spreadatorium?
Shit. That probably exists in Westeros.
Oh, yeah, it's right behind the library. It's a spreadatorium. Hey, they had a fucking basic bitch land where they put all the ex-wives of the fucking Dothraki.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking a house of basic bitches just chilling. They have a lot of weird places in there.
House of untended pussy.
Yeah, exactly. The house of untended pussy.
The unsullied pussy.
I think.
What's Gilly gonna do?
Her?
Is she just gonna have to wait outside the library until Sam's done?
Well, you're not saying her name right.
She's Gilly?
Better. I think that she's gonna somehow help Sam like she always helps him. She's gonna find something because she's, you know, she's empowered woman and she fights, and Sam also has a Valyrian steel sword, and they wouldn't have shown him taking that unless it's gonna come in handy at some point.
Do you think his dad's gonna come for the sword or for Gilly?
No, No, I don't think his dad's going to come for the sword. I don't think they're going to put any effort into that. It would just be a waste of time. You know, like, he's going to go all, he's going to travel all the way to a library. I don't think so.
So they did all that shit just to show that he has a Valyrian steel sword.
I think so, and that's why I think there has to be some sort of importance to the fact that he has a Valyrian.
So what,
we don't even know if it's like real Valyrian. For all we know, it's a knockoff, and his dad's just been holding this thing around, assuming it was.
So he went all the way to the Citadel to probably read like one or two books, figure out something really important, then he's going to run back up north with the Valyrian steel sword and fight some White Walkers?
Whoa. Yeah, but have you seen him? He's not going to be running.
That's a very good point.
Thank you.
He'll wobble somewhere.
It's going to be a Pawn Stars thing, though, and he's going to say, hold on, I have a guy that specializes in Valyrian steel swords.
That's right. Sam does look like Chumley.
I was about to say that. Oh, my God. Sam looks just like Chumley. It's blowing my mind.
That's how it ends. He gets frozen in amber. Oh. Falls out as Chumley.
It would make sense that he has brain damage because he was fucking frozen. He really does. God damn it. Now you ruined Sam. Well, Sam was already ruined for me because he's Sam, but
I'm surprised he lasted this long.
Hey, where the fuck is can someone do a welfare check on John's fucking direwolf?
Seriously?
Ghost?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck's Ghost at?
Ghost needs to be
back home.
Those
are two very expensive episodes to make. You can't have dragons and wolves.
That's a good point.
Is and he the only wolf with his head at this point?
I think so, yes.
No, and there's Arya's who ran away. He's in the wild. Uh-huh. He's still alive. In the books, apparently, I haven't read it, but these people say that she's leading other dire wolves in these big packs and yada, yada, yada. I don't know. There's a lot of filler in the book, like you said, so.
Speaking of filler, what about the uncle that saved them, the half-dead uncle that saved them from the White Walkers?
We talked about the magic. He can't cross the magic ice wall, and I think he's just going to keep fighting over that. I don't know if we'll see him again, but at some point he'll be able to cross it because the White Walkers, how are they going to get through it?
Singing?
No.
So he is, in fact, a White Walker. He's like half White Walker, half human?
Yeah, he's. I see him as like Blade, like a Daywalker, you know, like.
Oh.
But I don't. How are the White Walkers going to get through that wall?
Hold the door?
No, I mean, how though? Seriously, like, what spell?
There's nobody holding the door.
Depends how much budget they have left.
That's
it's just a corpse on the ground now.
They don't have a lot of moolah. They will get through in a very muted way.
Yeah, a very easy way, yeah.
Do you think Hodor is a White Walker now?
I think we're going to see Hodor as a white. I think we're going to see a few of them, you know.
Oh, fuck me, man.
Someone pissed about, by the way, Hodor bites it, and the girl is dragging a Crippy like 8 feet into the snow, and we're supposed to just accept that the zombies didn't charge blindly into the snow, like the hundreds and hundreds of zombies, and get these two.
They like saw him running away. They're like, you go get. They're like, oh, no, they get it. We don't need to go
they
after
know
him.
They know what
the
we
message.
Meant. And apparently fire could keep the whites away, just not the White Walkers. You know what I mean? Like,
The Caucasians.
You're right.
Let's not put race into
the
this.
The Caucasian Walkers. But so we know dragon's glass can kill them. We know Valyrian steel could kill them. Can dragon fire kill them?
I bet it can.
Bet you it can nuke the shit out of them.
There's no way there isn't a scene next season where those things fly over and it's like ants getting a magnifying glass.
Oh, that'll be so good. You think Bran's going to take over a dragon at some point?
Yes. Very much so.
Well, dragons are reptiles, and there's a lot of snow coming up in this episode, no pun intended.
Fuck. Guest in the chat room says, Bran will be the cause the White Walkers cross the wall, because remember when the White Walkers couldn't find him because of the magic spell he put on, but when they grab Bran in the vision, they walk through. Maybe now, as soon as Bran goes through, they could follow him.
Fucking Bran.
Shit, they got a GPS tracker on
Bran's
him.
The fucking worst.
Fucking Bran.
Bushy-ass eyebrows.
I retroactively like Jaime more for pushing him out the window. I think Jaime knew he was going to be a bitch.
Fucking ruin everything. Since season one, episode one, he's just been a joy kill.
He probably knew that. He wasn't going to do it. He's like, Bran, push.
Like, this guy's going to bring White Walkers into
it's
Westeros.
It's like instead of like Seinfeld with Newman, it's like Newman, Bran. He just pushed him. La, la, la.
Seriously, next season, I really do hope they do finally get to the Spreadatorium because I am very curious as to see what happens at the Spreadatorium.
Wait, so there really is a Spreadatorium?
That's Littlefinger's new place.
The Littlefinger's Spreadatorium and ham sandwiches. He also has a restaurant in the back.
Oh, it's a cafe. It's a front.
It's. But all right. Well, I mean, we have a year. Fucking year.
No.
And next, it's fucking next season's only going to be 7 episodes, 6 or 7. They're saying.
That seems so short. That yeah. That really feels like it's going to be rushed at the end.
Well, it'll be spread out. It probably won't be back to back. It'll be like coming up in 2 weeks. The second episode. No, there's of Game of Thrones. Like, fuck.
No, there's 2 more seasons left. The next season's going to be 6 episodes, and the season after that's going to be, I think, Sid 5, maybe.
Oh, so they're doing like a Sopranos, like.
Or Breaking Bad. Remember they were Breaking Bad? Yeah. How they split it? They're just trying to milk it a little bit longer, is what I'm thinking.
Well, here's another thing I'm curious about, because they were talking about how, like, houses have been holding, like, allegiance for, like, thousands of years. Does the Game of Thrones lore, do they go into certain periods, like Victorian period, Renaissance period, industrial period? Are they always going to be on mounted horses, or are they actually going to do, like, find out how to make like a steam-powered locomotive or some shit?
I don't think so. I think when they're done, they're done. Once we get who's in the crown, we're not going to see a fucking Game of Thrones in 2016. These people hanging out, driving around their
think
Kia
about
Sportages.
It, man. In fucking feudal Japan,
no,
or in fucking like new New York.
No, it first off, they're in a different planet. They're in fucking a different land. Any theories? I mean, about what's going to happen? Who do we think is going to sit on that Iron Throne at the end?
Jon Snow.
I gotta have to say Jon.
I would have to say Jon.
Jon Sansar is going to sit on that throne.
Fuck yeah, I am.
And I think Daenerys is going to be at his side. Like, I think Jon Snow and Daenerys are going to marry.
Yeah. And I know they're related, but that's never stopped anything in this show.
How do you think Cersei is going to get her thing? Do you think Jaime's going to like stop her forcefully with like a sword or something?
No, I don't think so. I don't think Jaime would kill her. I think Jaime will leave.
I think Arya. I think Arya is going to kill Cersei.
Because Cersei's on Arya's list.
Yeah.
I hope she sticks around for a while. I'll be honest. I've gotten really bored of Daenerys, of all of them. She's a little too one-dimensional.
Oh,
at this
I agree.
Point.
I'm done with her. I hope they replace Daenerys with the House of Mormont little girl. She fucking rocks.
She's awesome. I would watch that spinoff.
In a second. In a fucking second. She rules.
Do you think next season's going to have like another epic battle, like the Bastard War or something?
Yeah, every season has had a big battle.
Every season their big battle. That's where they piss away their budget.
That's why the dragon CGI is not always great.
Exactly.
Because
the CGI at the end of last night was shit.
It was not great. It was not super great. All right, guys. Hey, thanks for listening. We'll be back next season to do this show. And Papa John, you want to plug your show, buddy?
Sure. Show is Papa's Basement, and it's on More Like Radio with you guys, so hopefully it gets pimped out hard there. And inpapasbasement.com is the website, and at Papa's Basement on Twitter.
By the way, can I say I just saw today, super jealous that you got to interview Ron Bennington and Gail Bellington. I fucking hate you.
They were fucking cool as shit. I wish I could say something to lessen the sting, but off mic, they were as ballers they were on mic.
Oh, so. I know. No, we've Marie and I have been on Ron and Fez a couple times, but we've never had them on our show. And I really am just jelly. I'm so jelly. All right, guys, we're out.
Cigars, man. That's how I did it. Cigars.
Oh, that's how we got on Ron and Fez, too. That's so hilarious with cigars.
His Valerian steel.
Yeah. All right, guys, we're out of here.